Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again for our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. Amen. Today, our topic is no condemnation, no condemnation. Amen. Scripture lets us know that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Amen. We're going to take a closer look at that and even encourage each and every one of you. I won't be before you very long, but we are giving glory and honor to the God of our salvation on today because He has saved us. He has rescued us. He has protected us. He has kept us from dangers, seen and unseen, and He has placed before us a future that is bright. Amen. That is full of His presence. I give glory to God because He's rescuing us from things every single day, rescuing us from improper mindsets, rescuing us from misunderstandings and from curses of the enemy and from misdirection. He's turning us, glory to God. He is turning us, amen, onto right paths so that we can see indeed that Jesus came, that we might have life and that more abundantly to the glory of God the Father. I give glory and honor to Him today. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before You as humbly as we know how, just thanking You, O God, and praising You, Lord, for all that You are. For all that You are, Lord God, we thank You, Lord, for all that You have done. We thank You, Lord God, for this great salvation. We thank You, Lord, that You love us with an everlasting love, a love that has no conditions, no borders, no boundaries, no limits. We give glory to You, Lord God, because You have not forgotten us. Even when we are in lowly places, in night seasons, and we feel like we've been forgotten, You are always there. You are always there working it out behind the scenes and making sure that we are okay. Oh, Lord God, I honor You today, and I bless Your name, Lord God. Bless each and every one of the listeners on today, Lord God. Keep them, Lord God. Keep them safe and secure, Lord God, by Your power and Your presence. Move, Lord God, in the midst of every situation that is surrounding them. Change the atmosphere surrounding them, Lord, so that they can see and know and hear that You are present, Lord God. Hear Your voice when You speak and obey. Father, move right now on their behalf, Lord God, and bring salvation with Your mighty hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Glory to God in the highest. I just give Him glory and honor today. Amen. Our topic today, amen, for your consideration, no condemnation. I give glory to God for His scriptures. Amen. This is written in the book of Romans. And as I said, I won't be before you very long, but I am here to encourage the people of God. I am here, amen, to recite back in your ears the word of God. And His word never comes back to Him void, but it will go out to bless, it will go out to correct, it will go out to bring in the instruction that it was intended. It will go out to encourage and to uplift and to edify. Amen. Glory to God. It won't return to Him void. Amen. It will do that it was intended to do. And I praise God. Amen. His word is here before us to encourage us and to instruct us. Amen. To bring us back into right alignment. All those things the Lord is doing for us because He loves us. Romans 8 verses 1 and 2 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. I give glory to God, amen, because the enemy is trying so hard to condemn the people of God. Amen. He is an accuser of the saints. The word of God lets us know He's an accuser. So He is constantly trying to condemn us of past events and even of mistakes that we may be making right now. But there is no condemnation, no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Amen. The word condemnation actually comes from the Greek word katakrima, and it means verdict of damnation. And the word lets us know there is no condemnation. So there is no verdict of damnation for those who are in Christ. Amen. The word also means disapproved or unfit. So there is no disapproval. There is no sentence of being unfit for those that are in Christ. Amen. But what is the opposite? Glory, the opposite is what is true. Amen. The devil tries to spew lies to us, and he wants to say it as loud in our ears. Amen. So that we can commit it to our memories and change the thoughts, the positive thoughts and the thoughts of holiness and the thoughts of blessing into a curse before our eyes. But no, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Amen. And we are the opposite. So the antonym, amen, for the word condemn is approved. Amen. We have been approved, amen, in Christ. We have been absolved from all guilt. We've been acquitted. We have been cleared. We've been pardoned. We've been set free. We have been exonerated. And what he is doing even right now is building up our most holy faith in him. Because God, glory to God, glory to God, he has approved us by his Spirit. Amen. Our righteousness is in Christ. Amen. Not in our own flesh, but in Christ. We have become the righteousness of God in Christ. Glory to God. Amen. We have been absolved of all guilt, all shame. The devil is a liar. We've been absolved. Amen. It lets us know, this word lets us know that there is no rejection. He is not rejecting us. He is not condemning us. He has not separated us. There is no rejection, no condemnation, no separation for those that are in Christ. Romans 8:38-39 says, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature, nor any other created thing," I love that, "shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." Nor any other created thing. You know, our enemy is a created thing, and he cannot separate us from the love of God. He cannot truthfully condemn us. It's a lie. It is a lie. He can't truthfully condemn us because the Lord says there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Those who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. There's no condemnation, no rejection, no separation. He can't separate us from the love of God. He can't separate us from the Spirit of God. He can't separate us from our life in Christ. He cannot, but he can distract us. So don't be distracted. Don't be fooled. Amen. When he begins to speak those words, amen, put the word back on him just like Jesus did. Amen. When he tried to speak those words, when Jesus came out of the wilderness after fasting and prayer, and he was weakened, amen, because of fasting, because he was in his body. He was in a human body, though he was also God, fully God. Amen. But the Lord began to put the word on him, and you should do the same. Scripture lets us know that we are children of God. John 1:12, we are, amen, branches of the true vine. John 15:1-5, we are a friend of Jesus. John 15:15, amen. Go through the word of God and look at it and begin to cast down those arguments and those imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing every thought that the enemy tries to put into your mind to make, to cause you to go back into captivity. You bring it into captivity. You take it captive. Amen. You cast it down. Glory to God. Amen. Let's look at that for just one moment. Amen. That scripture. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's 2 Corinthians 10:5. There is no condemnation, saints. No condemnation for those who are in Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Amen. The Greek translations for taking our thoughts captive. Casting down is, glory to God, I just want to make sure I say this correctly. I actually have the pronunciation written down to help myself here. And it's kathireo. And it means to take down with use of force. Also, imaginations or arguments. Amen. I believe it is the King James Version that uses the word imaginations. The New King James uses arguments. But it's the same word that it's translated from. And it's logismos. And it's a reasoning, a judgment, or a decision such as is hostile to your faith. So those imaginations, those arguments, those that negativity, that curse, that foolishness that the devil brings about to distract you from who you really are, amen, a child of God that has no condemnation as you walk in the Spirit. Glory to God, cast those things down because those are the things that are hostile to your faith. Amen. High thing, the word hoopsama, and it means an elevated structure, as in a barrier or a rampart or a bulwark, all of which are defensive walls. We are casting down those imaginations, those arguments, and those high things that have exalted themselves against the knowledge of God. Against the knowledge of God. It is a lie of the devil. It's a trick. It is a distraction to take you out of your place. It is a distraction to keep you from your destiny. It is a distraction to keep you from going forward, to gaining ground, and to bringing more into the kingdom. It is a distraction and a lie of the enemy to keep you from the blessing that is yours already. We are casting down those arguments. We are forcibly removing them and casting down every high thing that has exalted itself against the knowledge of God. There is no condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ. No. God said no. Jesus says no. There's none. The word hoopsama is the same word that's used in Romans. Remember, we just read about nothing being able to separate us from the love of God. The word hoopsama is the same word used in Romans when it speaks of nothing being able to separate us, where it says no height, that elevated thing. There's no hoopsama, no elevated thing, no defensive wall can do that. No more rejection. Remember, people will always say terrible things. The enemy will use people to say terrible things. Amen. The enemy will speak terrible things into your mind. Maybe terrible things have happened to you, and that's the reason for your thinking. And that's also the reason for the words that we've been speaking, amen, about guarding your heart and reminding you of what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Take those negative, unworthy of God lies of the enemy captive today in the name of Jesus. And speak over yourself. Speak positive over yourself. The word of God lets us know of whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report. Speak those things. Think on those things. Think on the things that God has already told you. The promises that he's already made. Because there you have not been condemned by God. You've not been condemned. Glory to God. Amen. This is just to remind you to cast those thoughts down. Cast down those arguments and those imaginations and those high things, amen, that have come against the knowledge of God. Amen. The devil brought a lie. He brought a lie, and it sounded like it could have possibly been the truth, but it's still a lie. just because the wall is high and just because it seems right, I have learned that just because it quacks like a duck, looks like a duck, and it maybe even flaps its wings like a duck, it is not a duck. It is a distraction. It's a lie. Even the devil comes as an angel of light, but behind the veil is pure darkness. Don't believe the lie. It's a lie. Take those negative, unworthy of God, lies of the enemy captive, and walk in your freedom. He has made you free. Amen. The word condemnation, remember we talked about it. It is a verdict. Glory to God. A verdict of damnation. That's what condemnation is. And you have been set free. You have been approved. You've been absolved. You've been acquitted. You've been cleared. You have been pardoned. You've been exonerated. You have been set free. Walk in the freedom that the Lord has given you. Truly, Jesus came that you might have life. And I speak life into the spirit right now. Peace, be still right now in Jesus' name. Let your thoughts be of peace and not of the lie of the enemy. Be encouraged, people of God. The Lord loves you with an everlasting love, a love that has no conditions. And there is nothing, 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 nothing that can separate you from his love. No created being will ever be able to separate you from the love of God. Don't allow him to distract you with a lie. Those negative, unworthy of God, lies of the enemy, you take them captive. Cast them down. Put them out. Speak life over yourself. Speak peace over yourself. Amen. Put on your gospel music. Begin to rejoice in the God of your salvation because he loves you. And there is a time of turning, and it is coming upon you even right now. God is going to turn those things around. Amen. That the enemy has made a hyperbole, that he has made huge before your eyes. And it might actually be a small thing in reality, but he made it look so big to you that he feels like he's gained ground. But no, you are the victor. Remember, we are in the midst of a battle of a foe that's already defeated. He is a defeated foe, and he wants you to think that you are defeated as well. But the battle is the Lord's. Amen. Rejoice in the God of your salvation. He is working on your behalf. Scripture says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. This is the God that is fighting for you. He's the one, amen, that's watching over your life. He's the one that has a plan for your future, a plan that is good and an expected end. He's the one that's going to perform those things in your life. He started a good work in you, and he will perform it until the end. Believe God. Don't believe the lie of the enemy. They are lies. Lies, lies, and more lies. But the word of God is true. Amen. He is true. He is not a man that he should lie. Every word that he has spoken, it is true, and every promise that he's given is yes and amen for you. God bless you, people of God. God strengthen you today in the mighty name of Jesus. God strengthen you. Amen. Believe the truth and not the lie. Don't be distracted by what you see. Amen. Because God is going to change the scenery for you. He's going to turn it around, and he's going to make those wrong things right before your eyes so that you can walk in peace. The peace of God be upon you even right now in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Amen. Go in peace.